Welcome back to the Rangers Report. Of course, as always, I'm joined by Andy Sinton as we reflect on what's been a busy week for QPR. But also look ahead to the massive clash with Preston North End. We're encouraging you to bring your scarves to Loftus Road and get the place rocking. This is the Rangers Report, brought to you in association with RFI. Since I've thought, feels like an age, here we are back on the Rangers Report. How have you been?
Yeah, I've been fine. There's been probably a disappointing couple of results, but after a great Easter weekend, we know where we are, we know what we have to do. So, crack on.
We had those positive results against Birmingham and then Swansea City. Things looked a little bit too rosy for QPR, didn't they? We went into the Sheffield Wednesday game full of optimism, but it wasn't to be on that afternoon.
Well, after a terrific Easter weekend, you know, with those two wins, 6 points, a lot of people were saying possibly job might be done. But if you listen to certainly Marty and what he was saying leading up to it, I think I said it when I was speaking with Paul, you know, we still had work to do. So you go into the Sheffield Wednesday game with a right mindset, but we just had one of those games where, let's face it, we didn't perform or we underperformed. Didn't play anywhere near like we have been in recent weeks to get the results that have put us in a really good position. Sheffield Wednesday, themselves fighting for their lives. The game itself, nothing in the first half, nothing really happened. The second half, they get the first goal. Quite fortuitous the way it goes in when we try and clear it and it just ricochets off the guy and goes in. I think we'll be a bit disappointed how we got to that situation. Then we huff and we puff. Lucas has a great chance, hits the bar. And as we're pushing very late into the game, we get caught on the break and 2-0. So everyone connected to the club, players, coaching staff, us, fans, go away disappointed. But that's what football can do to you sometimes.
Sorry to sort of jump back, but before the game, you were part of the Tiger Feet walk that made the journey here at Heston to Loftus Road. It's always a great occasion and as we stand, over £15,000 have been raised as well.
Amazing. Once again, thank everyone first of all, for taking part and everyone who supports such a brilliant cause, everyone who participates in the walk. It's such a great day in the calendar for the Community Trust and us as a club. I think it shows us in a brilliant light. Cause, as I've said, is absolutely fantastic. I love to be part of it and it went really, really well.
How are your feet after it?
You know what? They were surprisingly okay. My knee was a bit sore the next day, but I think I'm probably expect that, to be honest. But it was absolutely brilliant. But as I say, keep pushing, keep raising. And as I say, it's such a great cause.
Of course, the fundraising page is still open. So if you want to donate to our Tiger Cubs and our only Down syndrome team, then feel free and all your support will be greatly appreciated. After that, since a trip on Tuesday night, the long trip down to the southwest, Plymouth and Home Park. What was your take after that?
Well, I thought, like any team, when you've lost your last game, you're looking for a response. I thought Marty got that from the boys. I thought they put in a good performance, a performance that should have won the game. If you look at it, I thought we were really, really dominant in the way that we played and the way we approached it. We created chances. Unfortunately, didn't take them. Fieldy gets us in front. We're 17 minutes to go and, you know, you're just looking to see the game out or not just see the game out, going on extending. I thought our dominance would have done that. But we didn't deal with a set play and got punished and, you know, been in the game a long time. That's what football can do. If you don't take your chances, sometimes it can come back to bite you on the backside. And that's what it did that night. So I think everyone with QPR, connected with QPR, we left for the long journey home, disappointed, knowing that we had probably left 2 points there. But I said it before, I'll say it again, it's football. You just have to move on.
You say it's football. I mean, the momentum and how important that can be in football. We then all saw on Friday night, we saw Leicester being beaten at home, part two, Plymouth. And that's the importance of that confidence and momentum that they had from that goal.
Football is such a strange game, certainly this time of the season. You look at all the divisions, you get strange results. You know, you look at the Premier League, two of the top teams have just been beating themselves at home at the weekend. You know, you just never amazes you what it can throw up. So So yeah, Plymouth, they've got Leicester. You're looking at that. We all watch it. You want Leicester to win, but it doesn't happen, and you move on to the next day, and you're just hoping that you can do your own job.
Talking about the other results, as a player, put yourself back into that position. Are you looking at other results? Are you paying attention to it? We obviously on Saturday we saw Blackburn had beaten Leeds before we kicked off. Is that somewhat part in your mind before you go out?
Or? I think you're always looking, because that's natural. I think you're always aware. You're certainly always told. But then it comes down to when you're ready for your own game, you've got to block all that out. You've just got to then go and do your job. Sometimes it's easier said than done. But I put myself back into the playing mode, going out at Hull, knowing what had happened on the Friday night and the Saturday morning. Okay, it's happened. Nothing we can do about that. We just have to go and perform and do our job and take care of our own business.
And that trip to Hull, it was a disappointing afternoon, but you sort of have to give credit to a playoff chasing side as well.
To be fair to Hull, I thought they were really good on the day. I thought they were really good when we beat them 2-0 at home earlier in the season. Good side. Liam Rossini has done a fantastic job. I really like the way they play. They've got individuals who can cause any team problems. And they did on the day to us, to be fair. But we started the game well. You know, opening 30 seconds, Morgan hits a shot from 30 yards, forces a save. Lucas has got a free kick, puts it wide. I think seems strange to say a turning point in the game after 8 minutes, but I thought it was, because their home form hasn't been very good. They've been struggling to break teams down. But the lad hits I'm right behind it. He hits a stunning strike off the underside of the bar to give them the lead. That gives them a lift. It gives their fans a lift. And I thought, to be fair, for the rest of the first half, I thought they showed what a good team they were. Second goal, I think everyone would be disappointed with the way it manufactured and went in. But you get in at half time, you know, you're still in the game and you're looking for a big second half.
How much, not an excuse at all, but the journey down to Plymouth on the Tuesday, come back late Tuesday night, then you go up to Hull Saturday. I did it myself and I was a little bit tired when I got up to the MKM stadium. So how does that affect the players?
Well, we don't look for excuses and they won't look for excuses, but it's not ideal. You know, you're going from one end of the country, getting back very late on a Wednesday. So Wednesday's wiped out. You're coming in on Thursday to recover and get yourself ready for a next big game. And 24 hours later, you've got a long, long journey. But as I say, that's not an excuse. Every team faces it. We face it. Preparation would have been good. We got the Hull with really good intent to build on the point and the good performance of Plymouth. And, you know, to fancy our chances. Knowing that Hull still got a lot to play for themselves, are a really good side. And I think they showed that on the day. I mentioned getting to half-time at 2-0. Thought the second half, the start of the second half was going to be really important. And the next goal was always going to be crucial. Well, we had a great chance in the opening minute. Didn't take it. And 2 minutes later, we get punished and the game's almost put to bed with another stunning strike by a quality player, actually. So have to give the guys credit. A 3-0 day. They kept going. They kept pushing. We created a couple of opportunities ourselves, so we didn't pack the game in, as disappointing as it was. You know, defensively, we've been outstanding. I think that's the first time in a league game we've conceded 3 under Marty. You know, the defence has been absolutely brilliant. Wasn't our day. You analyse it. You look at it, but then you park it and you move on to the week ahead and the next big game.
And at this time of the season, is it really important you have to draw a line under it and move on straight away?
Have
to. Not, no. Can't be in your mind at
no.
all.
Have to. You, as I say, Marty and his coaches would have looked at it. They would have picked the bones out of it. But very quickly, you've got to clear your minds and you've got to put all your attention and all your focus onto the next game, regardless of what's at stake. The next game is always the most important one, but we know how important the Preston game is going to be at the weekend.
Before we look ahead to Preston, we obviously, as we mentioned, other results, they're starting to shape the table in a way that you want it to, you don't want it to, whatever way you're looking at it. But we saw Bristol City scoring late on, equalising against Huddersfield, and that meant that the gap was 3 points rather than 2 points.
Yeah.
We obviously want to be higher up, but that was the position we now face as we go into the weekend. How mentally important can that be?
Very, for both teams, you know. I'm sure Huddersfield would have sat in their dressing room completely deflated. Whether they played well or not, you're within touching distance of a vital 3 points. They get a decision that goes against them. Naki Wells scores the penalty. So they'll probably, like we did at Plymouth, probably feel a bit aggrieved that they didn't take all 3 points. But again, I'll say it, I've been in it so long, that's the nature of football. You know, it's unpredictable, it throws up all sorts of things. Games are never over until that final whistle. You've got to see things through. So, I've already said you don't tend to look at other teams, but any help you get, you take. But it's about us and getting our job done.
Saturday evening, Preston North End are the opponents. But first of all, we'll talk about how important the QPR supporters can be, have been. We know from your times running out on the turf in the blue and white hoops, the impact that they had on you. And we've seen this season as well, the impact that they've had.
I think the fans have been incredible. You know, sometimes you haven't got words to say how good they've been. Come in the numbers, pay the hard-earned money, put up with train strikes and travel disruptions, getting behind their team. I think they've done amazing. We're going to need them Saturday.
We can go on and on about glory days, the times that you pulled on the blue and white hoop since, and the nights that are etched into people's memories. But just how important can the supporters be and the impact that they can be? It's the cliche, they can be the 12th man, but they really can, can't they, at Loftus Road?
100%. They've been amazing. You know, you mentioned about when I played, and it's a long, long time ago, but our fans, when they get behind the team, they can get you over the line. They can help you to do what you need to do. They can push you on, and we're going to need that. Their support has been absolutely superb, and we're going to need them again.
And we saw the scarves that were given out for the Huddersfield game. We then saw them again at Norwich, and we've seen them now throughout. I saw Pete Doherty the other day wearing it at a concert. They're becoming a bit of a important piece to take to a QPR game and really help that atmosphere, doesn't it?
Well, you want to create the atmosphere inside your own stadium. You want it to be loud, you want it to be noisy, you want it to be intimidating, you want it to be blue and white, you want to see your colours, you want our boys running out in front of our fans, knowing that the fans are with them, and they are, and they have been, and they will continue to be with the team. So yeah, it promises to be, they'll be nervous, there'll be some apprehension around, but we got to embrace it, we got to look forward to it. Bring it on.
That's my cue to remind everyone to bring your scarves to Loftus Road on Saturday. Let's get this place rocking. And since, a final message from you to the QPR supporters, bring on Preston North End.
Well, I'll say it and I'll say it again. The support we've had from the QPR fans this season has been absolutely, absolutely incredible. It really has. That incredible support they've shown the team has allowed us to get into the position with 3 games to go. And we probably would have took that 5 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago. Saturday is going to be huge. We know that. Everyone knows that. Saturday is going to be huge. But I'm going to urge every QPR fan that's coming to the game to wear your club colours, to wear your shirt, to wear your scarf, to wear your hat, to get behind the team, to roar us on as you can, you have done, and you will do. You know, get behind the team, push us on from that first whistle to the last. The team needs you more than they've ever needed you, certainly this season and in seasons gone by. So the fans, you can and you will make a difference, and together we can do what we need to do. See you Saturday. Come on, you Arsenal.